food, festivals, fundraisers, and assorted fun, this episode of the 90.5 WESA Social Club is brought to you by the letter F. And this is Social Club for Friday, June 5th, 2015. Hello, I'm Josh Rawlerson. I work for 90.5 WESA, your home for Social Club. Yelp Pittsburgh's Rachel Carlson joins me. Good day, Rachel.
Good day.
How's by you?
Fine, sir.
I thought I would open on a formal note.
I know, sir. I am well.
You know, we generally open this thing with a good 5 to 10 minutes of just pointless BS, banter, and nonsense. But, you know, that's a way to get through the long, dark, cold winter months when there's, let's face it, there's not as much going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is no longer the case. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
So I'm just going to zip it. I'm going to hand it over to you and let you get through this list, which I understand is pretty lengthy this week.
Yes. There's a lot going on, which is, like you said, very exciting.
All right, bring it.
It just needs to warm up a little bit, but I have faith that it will. So First Fridays at Frick kicks off. I know this is very popular.
Alliteration bonus.
Yes, alliteration bonus for the Frick. I know this is very popular because it is a free event. And what's great is that it is a suggested donation of $5, but you get to enjoy live music and you can bring a picnic and your kids. And it's just a fine affair at the Frick.
Cool. All right.
You like that alliteration too?
Well done. And very efficient.
I tried.
Moving on.
So then we also have Three Rivers Arts Festival, which kicks off on Friday.
Never heard of it.
Oh my gosh, Josh. So obviously they have a lot going on, as always. They're doing this special dining event that you can check out too, where you're going to be able to kind of get some of the food that they're serving around town. They also have the Friday Food Truck Fridays, which obviously kicks off on a Friday, so you'll be able to check out the food trucks. And then, obviously, all of the art and, obviously, the free entertainment, which is fantastic. Are you going to head down then, Josh?
Totally, yeah.
All right, do you have a bookmarked?
I had no particular plans. I was just going to cruise by and check it out, yeah.
I just think that it's really great in terms of being able to go and enjoy free music on any day of the week during the arts festival.
Yeah, not bad.
So I honestly think that you can't go wrong with heading down,
getting some
grub and enjoying free music.
I don't want to downplay the awesomeness of the arts festival or anything, but like to be perfectly candid, at this time of the year, like the summer is still early enough and new enough that I will leave the house for just about anything.
Yeah.
Just any excuse to get out of the house. But this is better than most.
And you know, there's always this running joke that the arts festival brings rain because it rains every
year. Yeah.
But of course, it's like 2 weeks long. Of course, it's going to rain.
Well, Kenny Chesney brought a little rain, right?
I was actually in Denver. So I missed Kenny Chesney.
It's pretty quiet, I heard.
Really?
Relatively.
Oh my gosh, my friend told me, sorry, to...
Only to several stabbing deaths.
Let's derail for 1 second, because my friend told me that she saw a car...
We made it 4 minutes before derailing.
That's why we have all the followers.
No, continue. Your friend saw
My friend was in Katz Plaza, you know, the plaza with the big fountain in...
The
cultural district with the eyeballs.
Yeah, with the weird benches
seats.
Yeah,
they're eyeball seats, I think.
Okay.
Someone drove through it, like literally turned off of 7th Street and drove through it after the Kenny Chesney concert.
That's why they call it the cultural district, right?
I think that person was like, just drunk. But
it wasn't
crazy.
Like a performance art thing?
No, it was not performance art.
That sounds pretty exciting, though.
I know. Well, she was sitting outside. She could have been injured. So Kenny Chesney, I don't know. I think Three Rivers Arts Festival, you're not going to be seeing that wild.
You think Kenny Chesney in real life is actually just a very dignified, laid back, sort of like a, you know, cerebral fellow?
He's probably just he's rolling in the dough, so why not? I mean, you know, this is the general probably thought among a lot of people is if you're going to be paying money to go and see a show, wouldn't you want to get your money's worth?
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
I,
if that involves showing up at 10 o'clock and getting drunk in a parking lot, who am I to judge?
I mean...
It's not like I've never done that.
All right. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Okay. Well, we won't judge. But anyway, we're not going to get drunk at the arts festival. We're going to enjoy the art and the music.
Naturally.
And then we have a first inaugural event. So the Woodlands is a nonprofit organization that helps children and adults with disabilities and chronic illnesses. They are located up in the Wexford area, and they have the inaugural block party happening. So what really piqued my interest was they have a lot of really great food and drinks provided. They have the Berg Bites cart, which is a fantastic truck, Oh My Grill, Bella Christie's, and then they have the Brew Gentleman, which is obviously a fave.
I just hung out at the Brew Gentleman last weekend.
Josh, you did something.
It was great, yeah.
How was it?
That was so condescending.
I know.
No, but you're absolutely right. Yeah, no, I hadn't been there before.
And
it was awesome. I made the mistake of eating Uncle Sam's subs in Squirrel Hill before going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you already
It was full. Strategic initially because I was like, I don't want to show up at the brewery on an empty stomach, but I overdid it. So I was already pretty heavily laden with greasy food. And then
beer is heavy.
The beer was heavy, but I enjoyed every drop of it, and I brought several growlers home.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What was your fave?
The one that I was really taken with was the Imperial Red Ale.
Okay.
Called Business Casual.
Yeah. That's like their...
That's like
one
of their flagship
the
beers, I think. And then the Lucille, kind of a Saison, was very yummy. Yeah.
I haven't been down in a while. I have to go.
You should go.
I know.
Oh, you've never been.
Oh, I've been, but I haven't been.
You haven't been
while.
Lately.
I haven't been in a while.
Get yourself down there.
I will, and everyone else, because it's a cool place.
Sure.
So, or you can enjoy the Brew Gentleman. It's $35 on Saturday from 4 to 7, so not bad price, supporting a good cause. So we always enjoy that.
Very good.
And then we have the Full Bloom 2015. This is to benefit the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, which is in East Liberty that does a lot of really cool, I would say, alternative programming in terms of not necessarily things that you would see all the time.
Yeah, but a focus on the performing arts.
Performing
dance
arts.
Dance and music.
Yes, a lot of dance. So this is really a dance party, which I always enjoy. And they say from Cuba to Morocco, India to Japan, they're going to be bringing amazing artists in to perform on the stage in East Liberty on the stage there. And then they're also going to be having a dance party with obviously food and drinks, so you really can't go wrong with that. And the tickets range from $50 to $125. Again, if you're listening to this on Friday, definitely get your ticket ASAP. And there's a cheaper dance party after hours ticket too that starts around 10 p.m. So I always enjoy those affordable tickets. And then on Saturday we also have a Yelp event, so I have to mention, of course,
naturally.
So this is a Burb-tastic Yelp event, which I don't have many, so I'm very excited about it. We're heading to Latitude 360 out in Robinson. Have you ever been there?
Mm-mm.
It's a really cool place. They have everything. It's a kind of like a Dave & Buster's, but with bowling.
Okay.
And they have bowling. They have a rooftop patio, which we're going to be out on. Cross your fingers for good weather. We're going to have food and drinks complimentary. All you have to do is RSVP on Yelp.com.
So is this like the Dave and Buster's model of like stuff for kids but really for grown-ups, or is it like full family? Would you bring children there?
They have an arcade. Yeah, they have an arcade. They have bowling. They have a restaurant. And then upstairs they have a bar/lounge area that's probably the more adult end where they have live bands a lot of times. And then they have a patio deck too. So cool. I would say the downstairs area is probably the family-friendly side. But it's a really cool place, and I think that it's a nice place to bring the family to.
I don't know if you've been to a Chuck E. Cheese lately, but it's a pretty grim scene.
I really...
Things get out of hand at Chuck E. Cheese.
Josh, my plan when/I have kids is to tell them that it doesn't exist. Is that going to work?
Yeah, as long as you can just shield them from all advertising for the entirety of their childhood, you should be fine.
Oh. That scares me.
Yeah. You just build a little sensory deprivation tank and keep them in there. And then, you know, that's going to save you all kinds of trouble.
Well, I'm sorry. That's all I have to say, because Chuck E. Cheese, I used to love it as a kid, though, so I have good memories.
Yeah, no particular feelings about it, except when I'm required to go there.
And those animatronic animals. Yeah. Do they still have those? Like the performance?
No, I can't recall having seen them. I think it's mostly just you show up and get overcharged for
screaming
bad food and
kids, cardboard pizza.
The privilege of playing rigged carnival games.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Fun times.
And like, I mean, really, that's not the issue. It's the other families that are there.
Well, Josh, I think that you can bring your kids to some of these awesome events right. and avoid Chuck E. Cheese.
Good tip.
Nice segue. So then we also have Pedagogy, which I love the name, first of all. So Pedagogy is in the Shadyside area, mm-hmm. and it's right on Ellsworth, and they're celebrating their fourth anniversary, and they have a pet vendor fair as well on Sunday from 12 to 4, and it is a free event, which we love those free events, and again, it's all pet friendly. So how can you go wrong with a pet photo booth, which everyone loves taking pictures of their pets?
Sure.
And okay. then maybe pets with kids. It's like, whoa, mind blown.
Wait, you mean the pets have their own children? Like,
It could happen. But getting pictures with your kids and your pets, it's like mind blown.
Are you one of those people that refer to your pets as your child? Like you're a cat parent, dog parent, that thing?
Maybe.
Oh, yes. No. I wish I did. I wish I hadn't asked you that.
For sure. My husband always goes, make sure you're a good cat parent. Like, clean out the litter, feed them.
Do you?
Of course.
All right. Then you're a good cat parent.
They're my children.
Continuing with the theme of yes. tolerance and non-judgment, I applaud your
Thank
cat
you.
Parenthood.
And that's a good segue.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we have Pittsburgh Pride.
Hey, there you go.
Which is kicking off Sunday the 7th, and it goes till Sunday the 14th. A lot of controversy around Pride
this
bit.
Year. Yeah.
With Miss Iggy Azalea and apparently not being friendly to the community, apparently. And the ticket prices are steep. They're starting at 45 for her. And apparently she just canceled her tour, too. So.
Did she cancel the tour for similar reasons? Like, is she under just a lot of... I have not been paying attention to the story, but
I don't
she
think,
seems to really piss people off.
I would assume maybe that's a little bit of it, but my assumption was that it just wasn't selling. Like, she can't support a whole tour herself. Because she opened for someone last year, I think. And I think thought that maybe she could have supported a tour, but I don't know about the arena spaces.
Okay.
Like, First Niagara. Is that what it's called still? I don't know. It changes the name.
That sounds right.
First Niagara Pavilion. But there are a lot of really great things going on in terms of the parade. They have a Pride in the Street, which is a whole festival around Liberty Avenue that mm-hmm. you can go and check out. Speaking of crazy cat parents, this when I went to Pride in the Street two years ago, I saw a cat stroller. These women had a legit stroller for their cats.
In fairness, you can't really walk a cat, so you need a stroller. If you
Some people walk cats.
I know. We've had this conversation, okay. but it's...
Yes. Yeah. So Pride in the Streets is really fun, though, because the Animal Rescue League is there. That's what I was getting to. And they have adorable pets for you to potentially adopt and donate. But obviously, there's a lot of entertainment in terms of main stage that they have set up with different variety acts, and you can check out LGBTQ friendly mm-hmm. businesses around the area as well. And then on the 14th, they have the Pride Fest, which is the big celebration. Right.
You should also add that there are some, I mean, in light of the controversy, there's a sort of a boycott, I think, but there
yes.
are alternative Pride Fest events going on that are sponsored by different groups.
There's a Root Pride, I want to say, happening
mm-hmm.
That is another organization that's doing smaller events around the area. I was just reading about that. And then I think a couple minutes ago that there are a couple of people that are not happy with it, but they don't want to not participate because they
right.
want to still get the word out. Like a couple of the churches in the Shadyside area, I think, were saying that they're still going to participate, but they're not necessarily happy with what's happening. So,
all right.
So,
this is the most controversial episode ever of Social Club.
I know.
The real issues.
We really
Rachel.
Stir the pot. I mean, can't deny. So then I can end with the Tony Awards viewing party, which is, I love the Broadways. I love the Tonys.
The roar of the grease paint.
What?
Yeah, isn't that like the limelights, the roar of the grease paint? That's an expression.
Okay.
I didn't just make, am I having a stroke right now? Mm-hmm. I don't think I made that up.
I've never heard of it, but you say a lot of things I've never heard before.
Yeah, so. I get that a lot.
Yeah. And then I have the quizzical look, but
Okay, but you like Broadway is the point.
I love Broadway.
Musical theater.
And they're doing a viewing party, so what better way to enjoy the Tonys than to watch with your friends? And it's at the Cabaret in downtown in the Cultural Trust, where people hopefully will not run you over Katz Plaza. But it's $45, and it gets you into the Cabaret Theater Square, and you get food and drinks, and then you get to watch the live broadcast, so you can ooh and ah and critique the performances and cry and laugh with the winners all together. The Cultural District.
Sounds nice.
So it's a pretty packed weekend. There's even stuff that I didn't even mention.
Rachel, you're a model of efficiency and precision and thrift, and I value your contributions.
I value your contributions, Josh.
Have a great weekend.
Have a wonderful weekend enjoying all the events, and check out Yelp.com for info.